50rounds.com here with now 154-pound contender Louis Collazo. Things have been frustrating for you lately. You were supposed to have a fight against Sawchuk Iden, I believe is the pronunciation. It was kind of a tough time for you. You were unable to make the weight. Now you're supposedly in a 154-pound division. I know you've had some odds with your promoter, Don King. What's up?
Right now, like you said, I'm moved up to 54. I haven't fought in a year and a half. Couldn't make 47 or more. And being a New York contender right now until I get that world title back.
You had a great fight with Andre Brody. You know, some people thought you won. Definitely very competitive fight and one of the better fights of the end of that year. Why wasn't there a rematch?
We never had a rematch clause, and Team Berto didn't want to do a rematch. I was more than willing to give another great fight to the fans, and it didn't happen, so I got to keep it moving.
A couple years ago, I remember you or one of your team members handed me a fight poster that said Louis Collazo versus Miguel Cotto. Obviously, a fight never happened. You know, now you're in a position where you're coming off of a good performance, even though you lost, and Miguel Cotto here needs a victory, obviously, to pick up a belt. Could you see yourself possibly matching up with him? Obviously, an old Puerto Rican matchup. You're a New Yorker. He's big in Puerto Rican who's big in New York.
Well, that's a fight I've been trying to get for the last 3 years. It never happened. I'm 47. And hopefully we can make it at 54 if he comes out victorious. Even if he doesn't come out victorious and he still keeps fighting, I would love to campaign with him at 54.
Now, do your inactivity and maybe some of the losses in your most important fights. Some may view as a gatekeeper, you know, a former champion who's slick, might not have the most power. If an offer comes around to face a guy like, let's say, Alfredo Angulo, you know, or Vanus Matarosan or someone else like that, is that something that might interest you?
That'd be a great fight. I want to give them a fight that the fans want and that they're going to be entertained by. And if that's a ghost fight, so hey, I'm more than welcome to have
them. Quite honestly, are you looking to get out of your contract with Don King? I know a lot of people aren't happy. He's not doing many cards. You haven't been busy.
Well, yeah, definitely. No more's over. I'm waiting for the contract to be done and move on to bigger and better things.
Do you have anything planned? You know, maybe another promoter you might want to sign with, another path? You're just going to kind of see where everything falls?
I just got to, like you said, wait till everything falls into place, and I'll take it from there.
Former world champion Louis Collazo, anything in closing?
Thank you for having me, and thanks to all of my fans that have been supporting me for 3 years.